our lives will be.
Closer to God Each Day, a new devotional by Joyce Meyer. Pick up your copy wherever books are sold.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
See, we don't need to deny facts. Faith never is in denial of facts. Faith will look fact right in the eye and say, that's a fact, but my faith has touched another reality that supersedes that fact. It's a reality beyond and greater than that little piddly reality. Look at somebody, tell them, this too shall pass. Everything we see with our eyes is variable, subject to change. I got a question for you. When the battle begins to grow fierce, where will you put your energies? Will you put it into making excuses? Will you put it into finding fault? Will you put it into kicking yourself and letting your esteem just fizzle away? Or will you rise up and allow the grace of God to take you to where you couldn't go yourself and to do what you couldn't do yourself? Amen. I want to say some things to some of you here tonight. I really believe this is a prophetic word for a prophetic time. The perfect setup for catastrophic defeat. Perfect setup for catastrophic defeat is the perfect setup for a miraculous victory. Where are you putting your energies? What are you gaining evidence on? The catastrophic defeat, the five kings, the fact you rode all night, the fact there's the Gibeonites, the fact that you had no rest, the fact that this, that, and the other, or your faith that God said, I am with you. Fear not, Joshua. I will fight for you. Listen, if you're going to have miraculous victory, then you will eventually get in the place, whether by default, whether by your fault, whether by somebody else's fault. You don't know how you got there, but you all of a sudden are there where it can be a catastrophe. But you got to understand, you're there because God has a miracle. A miracle of victory. Hello. God didn't call you to... God didn't let them deceive Joshua into that and then say, okay, you done messed up. Can't help you now. God ain't like that. Even when you mess up, go to the word. Get that horse out the stall. Romans 8 and 28. He's ready to ride. For we know that all things... Come on, somebody. I said, we know. I know it. All things are working together for the good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. There's a purpose that's bigger than you thinking. There's a purpose outside your box. When you stop trying to control God. See, the intellect tries to control everything. I'm telling you, when you really walk with Him, you enter over into that land of the miraculous victories through conquest. You're going to be out there where you don't know how it's going to work. You don't know where it's going to come from. You have no set pattern. Except that you're walking by the Spirit. That's when you really become a free spirit. See, a lot of this religious thinking we got limits and cuts God off. Pushes God out the picture. Well, you got to get rid of religious thinking. God will go outside your theology. Help me, Holy Ghost. He'll go outside your narrow thinking of who He is. That limited knowledge of who God is that we have. He's bigger than that. Like He can't solve your problem yesterday. I said, like He can't solve your problem yesterday. King's hearts are in His hand. Whichever way He wants them to turn, they'll turn. There is no counsel against God. No weapon formed against His children shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage. Come on, I said, this is our heritage. See, what we've developed in our thinking patterns is we think a certain way and we don't think other ways because we thought that way before and it caused pain or hurt. And so we don't venture outside of this anymore because this is safe now. Well, see, when you step off into the unknown, you make yourself vulnerable. I mean, you really, see, that's what God really requires 100% of you. You got to give Him everything. You got to really trust Him. You got to really just let yourself go on the altar. Lord, if You don't keep me, I can't be kept. Lord, if You don't come through, I'm sunk. Hello? Lord, if You don't bless me, I won't be blessed. See, there's a place where you can bless yourself. Well, God, never mind, Lord, I got this. I got this one. You've been there. You don't let God get involved. I got it. There's a time, there's a place where everything you are, all that you have is required. But it's not for naught because God has something. Come on, I said God has something. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you do or what you give, you will never beat God giving. You will never outdo God giving to you. No matter what you do, no matter what you sacrifice, what you give, how you do, you'll never come close to touching what God will do. Amen. Your perfect setup for catastrophe is a perfect setup for your miracle. Again, and it doesn't matter how you got where you are, whether it's somebody else's fault. See, we think God can't work in that. That's a religious mind. God crosses all boundaries. Barry, God gets in nooks and crannies. He's like water. If somebody were to put a hose on in here and just run water in here, it would go into any little opening, anything. It would soak everything. Nothing would not be touched by water. God crosses boundaries. Lord, it was their fault. Well, God will still take care of it. Amen. It wasn't my fault. God will still take care of it. Amen. Amen. It ain't fair. God will still take care of it. Amen. Lord, it's my fault. And I said, see, you religious, you can't, you God done forgave you, but you can't forgive you. Amen. God has forgot about it, saying, let's go to the next page. Come on, let's go to the next. Come on, today is the new day. Come on, let's move on. And you back there and yesterday. Ah. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. I say, let's get on with life. I have too much life for you to be wallowing in yesterday's mistakes and mess ups, being trapped by your past. Whenever God requires much, He will always do even more. Get that in your mind. Whenever God requires much, He will do even more. You will never, and give all you can, give all you are, but you will never invest in God more than He will invest in you. You can't do it. You'll never be able to do it. Isn't that amazing? Let's take a look at this warfare now. And they're there to fight. All night they've ridden. They're tired. Got to scale the side of the mountain. Anybody ever climbed a mountain before? I mean, just walking, just going up. You know, you had to, if you've gone any heights and really climbed any type of steep, I'm not talking about rock climbing, I'm talking about just walking. It's tiring. It is. It's very tiring. But they had to ride them horses and had that armor on and pulling whatever equipment they were carrying and all and ride up the sides to meet up with these five kings. And they fought fiercely. Fiercely all through the day. Think about it again. Have there been times where you were just so tired? You needed rest. But your job wasn't finished. And you know you had to finish this. You know it wasn't a be still and Selah moment. It wasn't a, you know, you and the Lord moment. No, it was fight. Come on, you're here. Those are moments where you get outside of yourself. You really do. You get outside of yourself. It's a grace that's beyond you, beyond what you've ever handled. And this is where Joshua and these guys were, fighting even in a battle that wasn't even their battle, really. Have you ever had that psychological battle where, you know, you know it was your fault about something? Or you felt like, it'll never work because of that. Or, you know, I can't get the victory because I know, you know, God don't work. And I see you putting God in a box. Amen. You are more important to God than the situation. Amen. See, you got to get rid of that religious mindset. How did you get there? You know, people try to trace it and, you know, think of all the stuff, how you got there and how you got in that jam. And, you know, so you all condemned and you all, you know, vexed and, you know, you don't feel like you're worthy and all of that. No, you tell somebody, I'm a son. Even that prodigal son, when he left his father, he was still a son. Amen. And his father looked for him every day. Amen. Looked for him every day. Because that grace was still there waiting for him. Amen. So, you know, no matter how you got where you are, no matter what the task is that lies ahead of you, you got to understand that God is with you. Amen. And he's not a nitpicker. But you know, a lot of times the devil brings stuff to our mind like that. Remember? How you call yourself praying? Child, you need to shut up. You need to go to sleep. But see, they don't understand what your stature is as a son. The Bible says, what shall separate us from the love of God? This is the way you got to start thinking if you're going to have these victories.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR Banks or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.